sort of interesting to compare how these two approaches, which are really rather different, allow you to do the same thing. So, as we've discussed, JavaScript has full access to the capabilities of the navigator, which is typically the that and, of course, Microsoft are the two most powerful browsers, whereas with Java, you've got to rely on the Java AWT to do whatever you want. We haven't seen this, but JavaScript is probably the most sloppy language, or one of the sloppier languages there is. There is only one type of variable called var. So floats, integers, what have you, they're all the, and strings, they're all the same, they're just var. And JavaScript uses some ingenious heuristic to decide what you want. Typically, it thinks you want text. That is default. And there are functions to convert the text. If you really want a floating point number, there is a function to insist that you get a floating point number or to insist you get an integer. And sometimes you can make mistakes in JavaScript. I made a mistake. Let's give an example. If you make a mistake, if you add 1 plus 1, if you say 1 plus 1, if those are numbers, you should get 2. But if those are strings, you should get 11. So you will find it quite easy, if you're not careful, to get 11. And the example I did that in was when I inputted things in a form. So when I inputted in a form, they became strings. When I defined the same thing with an equal sign to a number, they were numbers, because it remembered where they came from. And I had an error because I had some of my stuff, when I redefined it in a form, it was not properly converted back to a number. So you have to be careful in JavaScript. So this is the power, if you like, of loose typing. It's very convenient. You don't have to worry, because usually, 90% of the time, or maybe higher, JavaScript makes the correct assumption. The heuristic it has is very good. But it can make mistakes. The user can be a little sloppy, and the sloppiness can lead to errors. In Java, the disadvantage is you have to explicitly define everything to have a particular type. You've got to use cast commands to be able to convert them from one type to another type. So Java is far more pedantic, but you do know exactly what you have. You have an integer, it's an integer. It won't suddenly become a string when you're not thinking. So it has some advantages. Java, the compiler, analyzes object references to see that they make sense. In JavaScript, all these errors occur at runtime because nothing's looked at until runtime. And JavaScript is quite hard to debug, partly because of that reason. And as you'll see in an example later on, both Java and JavaScript have similar security features. So neither can access client-side files. And there are various restrictions on URLs they can access. They cannot easily access the value of a URL unless it's from the server that the JavaScript came from. So so these are essentially the same, at least if you use a Netscape browser for Java and JavaScript. So there's some security restrictions which are not in the language, but they're in Netscape implementation of the language.